prayer requests before we start?
My dad, his car.
Okay.
The brothers in Mexico.
All right. Okay, let's pray. God in heaven, thank you this day for your goodness to us. Thank you for the new day. Thank you for this time together to think on you and to encourage each other. We pray for the brothers in Mexico, that you be with them, help them to serve you, help them to love each other and to do your will. We pray for Brother Peter and his problems with his heart, that you be near to him. Be with each one of us. Help us to serve you. Help us to be what you want us to be. We pray these things in your name. Amen. So, we're ready for chapter 25. Does that sound right? Chapter 25.
Proverbs 26.
Proverbs chapter 26. Okay, let's begin reading in verse 1. As dew in harvest and as rain in summer, so honor is not for a man without discernment. As birds and sparrows fly, so a curse will not come upon anyone without a cause. As a whip for a horse and a prod for a donkey, so is a rod for a lawless nation. Do not answer an undiscerning man in relation to his lack of discernment, lest you become like him. But answer an undiscerning man contrary to his lack of discernment, so he may not appear wise to himself. He shall drink reproach at his own feet, who sends a word through an undiscerning messenger. Remove the motion of the legs and a proverb from the mouth of men without discernment. He who binds a stone in a sling is like one who gives glory to a man without discernment. Thorny plants grow in the hand of a drunkard, and slavery in the hand of men without discernment. All flesh of men without discernment grievously suffers many things. For their illusion is brought to nothing, as when a dog returns to his own vomit and becomes despicable. So is a man without discernment who returns to his own evil by his own sin. There is shame that brings on sin, and there is shame that is glory and grace. I saw a man who seemed to himself to be wise, but a man without discernment has more hope than he. So these verses are all talking about discernment. Any of you have an idea what the word discernment means? Like a wisdom. Man with discernment?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay. Good. Discernment is like being able to tell it's more than just knowing a bunch of stuff. It's more than just reading a lot of books. It's being able to look at life and look at yourself and understand what is it that you need to do. What are the problems that people have? How do we need to fix the problems? What is the right way that we should live? And many times, to have discernment, you have to be able to figure things out by yourself. You can't just depend on someone else to explain everything to you or read it all in books. You have to be able to look at what's in front of you and understand it. But you have to have a heart that wants to do good in order to be able to practice discernment. Okay, let's keep reading in verse 14. A slothful man who is sent on his way says, "There is a lion in the way." As a door turns upon its hinge, so does a slothful man upon his bed. When a slothful man hides his hand in his bosom, he shall be unable to bring it to his mouth. A slothful man appears wiser to himself, Then he who satisfactorily brings back a message. So a slothful man. It says that when he is sent somewhere, he says, there's a lion in the way. There's a lion in the road, so I can't go. It's because he's lazy. Maybe he thinks he hears a lion, or somebody told him there could be a lion there, or maybe he's just lazy. He doesn't want to go, so he comes up with an excuse. Okay, verse 18. As he who lays hold of a dog's tail, so is he who is the mouthpiece of another's cause. As those who need correction speak to others, he who first replies to the word shall be tripped up. So are all who set a trap for their own friends. But when they are discovered, they say, I did it in jest. A fire rages among many trees, but where there is no disagreement, intention is at rest. As a fireplace is for coals and wood for a fire, so a contentious man kindles violence. The words of a talebearer are mild, and they strike into the innermost affections. A talebearer, someone that is bearing tales about other people. It says that his words are mild, like he speaks very nicely. He says, I don't want to make this person sound bad, but did you hear this about him? He just schemes. He schemes, and he tries to get you to listen to his story. He tries to make you think that the other person is a bad person. Okay, verse 24. Money given with deceit is like a sharp piece of broken pottery. So smooth lips hide a heart that causes pain. A weeping enemy promises everything with his lips, but in his heart he devises deceits. If your enemy entreats you with a loud voice, do not consent, for there are seven vices in his soul. He who hides enmity contrives deceit. But being well known in the assemblies, he exposes his own sins. He who digs a pit for his neighbor shall fall into it, and he who rolls a stone rolls it upon himself. A lying tongue hates the truth, and an unguarded mouth causes confusion. Okay, I think that's it for today. Maybe for next week, you boys can give an example related to verses 14 through 17 about the slothful man, either a man that was slothful and what we can learn from him, or a man that was not slothful and what we can learn from him, an example of being slothful or being the opposite. Okay.
Last week we were supposed to find a verse in Proverbs and memorize it and tell how we could apply it to our lives. And in Proverbs 25:9 says, do not be quick to get into a quarrel, because you may not be sorry in the end. That you might not be sorry in the end. And I should learn not to press my own way so much and just know that my brothers probably know what's better.
Proverbs 2:10. When wisdom enters into thine heart, knowledge grows unto thine soul. Good counsel shall guard thee, understanding shall keep thee. And when you have wisdom memorized, then it could help you with like if it's happening. Like if you have it memorized, then in the end, it will help you with other things.
I got Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my laws, but let your heart keep my words. And when my parents help me out, I shouldn't forget it. I should just remember it and keep that in my mind.
Proverbs 2:1-2. My son, if you receive the words of my commandment and hide them within yourself, your ear will be obedient to wisdom, and you will incline your heart to understanding, and you will entrust it to your son as a domination.
I got Proverbs 3:11-12. It says, the title says, "The Instruction of Wisdom." My son, do not despise the instruction of the Lord, neither go weary under his reproof. For who the Lord loves, he instructs, and chastens every son he receives. And if we want to have wisdom, we need to hear instruction and learn from reproof.
I got Proverbs 18:19. A brother aided by a brother is like a well-founded city. And I thought I could be a little bit more willing to aid my brother and help him when he needs help.
Proverbs 19:8. A man who gains discernment loves himself, and he who guards discernment will find good things. And I'm trying to be more discerning and wise.
Proverbs 11:1-2. Deceitful scales are an abomination before the Lord, but a righteous way is acceptable to him. Wherever arrogance enters, there also is dishonor. But the mouth of the humble meditates on wisdom. And that's just saying that in the first verse, to be honest, not deceitful, because that's an abomination. And in verse 2, not to be proud, just to meditate on wisdom.
Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and a man sharpens the counsel of his friend. Sometimes me and my friends and brothers give each other a hard time about things, and that can help us to be humble and or it should anyway.
I got Proverbs 3:23-25. My son, do not be careless, but keep my counsel and thinking, that your soul may live and grace may be around your neck, and there will be healing for your flesh and care for your bones. So I should be careful with what I do, and I guess not be rowdy, and just try to work on that.
Proverbs 25:24-25. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by doing this, you shall heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you with good things. And a lot of times when, like, my brothers say things to me that could provoke me, I right away think of something that I could say back, but I'm working on just holding it in and just not saying anything.
Proverbs 21:22. He who guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from tribulation. I ain't always got to talk so much. I ain't always got to put my 2 cents in everything.
Proverbs 16:30. A patient man is better than a strong man. He who controls his temper is better than he who captures his feelings. Sometimes I can get kind of upset about people. They're not very patient, but they're nice.
I've got Proverbs 9:10. Hear, my son, the instruction of your father, and do not reject the laws of your mother. For you will receive a crown of grace on your head and a gold chain around your neck. And I just thought, well, as well as hearing the instruction of, you know, father and mother, I need to remember the instruction and apply it. And because it seems like I'm easy to forget, you know, just get along doing my own thing, and I just forget what I was instructed to do, and so I need to work on that some more.